Well, Mr. Lowe, we're prepping for the deer season coming up here pretty quickly. Let's talk about what we can expect. Of course, we're seeing a bumper crop of corn in harvest this year. What type of a role will that play in the deer season?
Well, it all depends on where you are and how far along farmers are in harvesting their corn in your area. The problem this year with a bumper crop of corn is that a lot of farmers don't have the storage capacity they need to hold all that corn once it's harvested. And that means that some people will choose to leave their corn in the field longer than they might otherwise. And that, of course, creates a lot of standing cover for deer and can make them seem a little more scarce because they don't have to expose themselves so much. The key to making that work for you is to do some scouting and figure out where their travel corridors are. That corn can work in a hunter's favor, too, because the same cover that makes deer hard to see makes hunters hard for deer to see. And so if you know where deer are traveling, if you know the corners they come in and out of, you can set up on those and probably get closer than that you might under other circumstances. But that's just something to bear in mind. Of course, that is mostly of interest to hunters in the northern half of the state. In the southern half of the state, where there's more forest than anything else, the primary food source and cover is acorns and of course, forest. And in years when the Ozarks have a bumper crop of acorns, that means that deer don't have to move around much to find food. And they don't, and that makes them harder for hunters to see simply because they're not moving around so much. Conversely, in years when acorns are scarce, they do have to move around a lot, and we see an uptick in deer harvest just for that reason. This year, it's kind of an average year for acorns. They're not super abundant, but they're not really scarce either, and so I think that in the southern half of the state, it's just going to be a kind of an average year. Hunters will have to work to find deer, but not too hard.
Well, and of course, bow season has already been underway. What are our numbers looking like out of that?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Me either. I don't know.
I don't watch that. And the reason I don't watch it is that I don't have anything to compare it to. You know, on a given day, it could be that you had, like we have recently, had a lot of rainy weather, and that keeps hunters out of the woods. And so comparing it to last year's figures, even if you had them for that date, up to that date, wouldn't necessarily tell you anything. But I think, given fairly normal weather, not terribly cold, not terribly rainy, not terribly windy, we can look for pretty good deer harvest this year, although deer numbers are still down in a lot of areas on account of the hemorrhagic disease outbreak that we had a couple of years ago and also last year to some extent. But that's patchy, you know. Part of the county can have deer numbers way down, and hunters notice that. Where 10, 15 miles away in the same county, the hemorrhagic disease didn't do much damage, and things seem pretty normal. And that brings up the important point that hunters need to be their own best friends when it comes to deciding how many does to shoot in a given area. If you're not seeing as many deer as you would like in your area, it's probably time to think about passing up that fat doe that walks by and wait for an antlered deer or try to make out a button buck with your binoculars so that you're not taking a female deer out of the population. Of course, if you've got plenty of deer, it may be even more than you want in your area. If you hunt with a landowner who is trying to manage his deer herd and wants does taken out, by all means, do. Just keep in mind that will have ramifications down the road.
Well, and you touched on this a little bit, but let's talk about the overall health of the deer population out there. Where do we stand?
Well, we got a break this year. The summer was just moderate. Had I think overall cooler than average temperatures, and had plenty of rainfall in most of the state. And that means that browse was abundant for deer. They weren't stressed out by heat. Didn't have to expend a lot of energy just trying to keep cool and find enough food to eat. And so the deer that are out there will go into the fall in very good condition, and they should find plenty of food this fall to fatten up, and So the deer that are out there should be nice and healthy, but deer numbers will still be down in some areas because of this hemorrhagic disease outbreak that we had 2 years in a row. And of course, it isn't just about hemorrhagic disease that our deer numbers are down. In northern Missouri, we spent about 10 years trying to get a handle on the deer population that was above desirable levels in a lot of areas. And of course, when you say above desirable levels, you're talking about having enough deer to cause unacceptable crop damage and frequency of deer vehicle accidents. And so we did deliberately try to bring the population down, especially in the northern half of the state, and it just so happened that strategy really took hold just about the same time that coincidentally we had a hot, dry summer, which promotes hemorrhagic disease, and boom, all of a sudden when we were just reaching the level we wanted, hemorrhagic disease took us below that. So. It's managing wildlife is kind of a complicated thing, and it's not all under your control. But like I said earlier, one thing that is under hunters' control is how many does they take. If they don't see enough deer in their area, then they need to be passing up does.
Yeah, good information, Mr. Lowe. Anything else that you would like to add about the upcoming season?
Only to make your first priority safety. The two things that get people hurt in the deer woods more than anything else are self-inflicted gunshot wounds, which is just careless gun handling for the most part. And the other thing is hunters being mistaken for game. Hunters should work that two ways. First of all, they should take care of themselves and make sure that they are fully clad in hunter orange, and that they know where others, if they're hunting on private land, where they know other hunters are, so that they have a plan to who's going to hunt where and stick to it. Don't wander out of where you're supposed to be. And just generally be self-defensive. And the other half is to don't hurt another hunter. Make sure that you make yourself see the entire animal. Don't see a part of an animal and decide you're going to shoot at that. That's what leads to mistaken for game shooting incidents.
Always good tips, always good things to keep in mind. Mr. Lowe, thank you so much for your time this morning. We certainly appreciate it, sir. We hope your Monday goes well.
Sure thing. Happy deer hunting.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a
Bye-bye.
Good day. Bye-bye.